I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 825, Second Chances. In golf, it's called a mulligan. Now, I tell my fellow golfers right at the start that I allow myself a mulligan on the front nine, and I allow myself a mulligan on the back nine. After seeing the way I play, they usually allow me to take a couple more mulligans along the way. Have you ever been given a second chance to correct a mistake? And it made all the difference in the world. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor. One of the reasons why it's so easy to love God is because God is a God of second chances. In football, basketball, and most sports, there's a halftime of some sort. Halftime is an extended break in the middle of the game so that players can get themselves ready for the second half. They can get themselves together. It's also a time for a coach to call in a struggling team, acknowledge the team's performance, and then encourage them to do a better job in the second half. The beauty of halftime is that there is a whole second half in which the team can turn things around. Halftime acts as a grace period. No matter how messed up the first half might have been, the second half provides an opportunity to make things right. For many Christians, they have had a bad first half of play in their Christian life. And the good news is that God gives half times, where He calls our attention to our struggles, and then He sends encouragement to do a good job in the second half. He gives an opportunity to get ourselves together, to focus, do a better job than we did on the front end. I bet that story is needed for all of us, because that story is not just a story, it's reality. We can all be thankful for the grace that we've been given to try again, to do better, and to have a fresh start. Lamentations reminds us that God's mercies are new every morning, not every other morning, not once a week, once a month, or every once in a while, but every morning. Every day we get a fresh batch of God's unconditional, unending grace. Wow. God is patient in giving us second chances, and not just one, but continually giving us second chances. Micah chapter 7, verse 18 says, "Who is a God like you who pardons sins and forgives the transgressions of the remnant of His inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy." Or Joel 2:13, "God savors opportunities to offer second chances and is eager not to punish us when we truly seek forgiveness for our sin." We, friends, are people of second chances. Peter said that God has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. But here's where it gets harder. We all love second chances given to us, but how good are we at giving second chances to others? You see, that's about forgiving as we've been forgiven, or loving as we've been loved, and that's T2G. In the movie The Notebook, Nicholas Sparks said, "Don't think there are no second chances. Life always offers you a second chance. It's called tomorrow." And Sri Chimnoy put it this way, "Every second, a seeker can start over, for his life's mistakes are initial drafts, not the final version." Here's the great question. What is the greatest second chance you've ever been given? And who can you give a second chance to today? Now, as we come to prayer, here's what I want you to do. If you need a second chance today, then let this prayer be your prayer for yourself. But if you don't need a second chance right now, I'd like for you to take a moment and think of someone who does. And then pray this prayer for them. Let these words be your words on their behalf. Let's bow. God, I've hit rock bottom. I've lost everything, my dignity, my worth, my hope. I'm physically, mentally, and emotionally bankrupt. I've nothing left to rely on, nowhere left to go. I'm forced to acknowledge that I played a part in getting here by not asking for help sooner, by not accepting the help that was available, by not wanting to change my way of life, by going after things that weren't good for me, by hurting people who cared about me. God, I don't want to live this way anymore. But I don't think I can change, except for this one thing. I'm praying right now. Someone told me that the Bible says that you give people second chances. I really want to change. I'm sorry for everything I've done wrong. I want you in my life. Teach me how to live a good life. Guide me to help. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 826. And in the meantime, we serve a God of second chances, and we are people of second chances. Now let's be thankful for it live differently because of it, and learn to give it freely. Thank God for second chances.